Mr. Hessings, out toward the Saul Robinson lease. Last year, now not this year, has he? But I've already seen a copperhead out to the Robinson lease.
Huh.
We were out there one night after dark, and we have to go down this real steep little hill right down into the water and out again, see? The water's just about this deep, and that old snake had crawled down there to the edge of the water. And just as he got down there, he hadn't even noticed it. And just as he got down there starting up, I said, oh my, back up, there's a snake, and I'm just sure that it's a copperhead. And he did, and that thing was about that long. Ooh, it's awful looking.
I don't know that I've ever seen a copperhead.
Well, they are kind of a bronzy color, and they're kind of a pretty snake, but they are, oh, they're vicious snakes.
I'm not really eager to see one.
No, I know you aren't, but you'd need to run if ever you did.
Well, I run anyway. First of all, I just stand still, and every muscle becomes rigid.
Oh, isn't that the most horrifying?
I croak a few times.
Yes, that's just the way I do too.
If I have my fishing rod with me, I climb up on top of it and balance there and sway back and forth. Do people get hurt around here by snakes at all?
Oh yes, I read in the paper not long ago, not just right here, but I read in the paper, it hasn't been a month yet where a man and his wife were bitten with a snake down Peru.
Huh.
And I think they were going to be all right, but and I don't know if it was the same snake. I don't know if the same snake bit both of them or if it was. That was, but and our dogs, you know, our little old dogs, whenever they, we have two bird dogs and a cocker out in our pen. Lester will take those dogs with him to the leases sometime, and then when they get to the lease, they just jump out and run, you know, around and get exercise and quail and just mess around, you know, and chase rabbits sometimes. And Lester doesn't much like for them to do that, but they do sometimes. But anyway, every now and then one of them will, just feel so bad, you know, here he'll come back to the pickup. Boy, he'll just be all swelled up on one side or the other where they run and put their nose, see, in under a rock or something, and the snake is, boy, howdy, they're just terrible.
Good heavens, and is there anything you do for them then?
No, the dog usually can take care of it himself. But it always bothered me for them to be bitten around the head, because I was always afraid that it would swell them up enough they couldn't breathe or something. But they seem to manage okay.
Gosh, I guess eventually they build some sort of immunity for that, don't they?
Yes, evidently. Because, you know, any time a dog gets a wound or anything, if it's where he can lick it, he can take care of it all right. So I guess the same thing works with the snake bite, too.
First one's the worst.
Yes.
Well, I've come close, but I've never been bitten. I can't say that I am eager to go through it.
Oh my. Don't you know that would be a terrible feeling? You see, that's one of the reasons that the men wear these driller boots, you know.
Uh-huh.
Other than just the safety of the foot, that's one of the safety measures they take, too.
Let's see, these are a loose-fitting boot, aren't they?
Yes, laced up.
Deal. No, I've got some.
Called a driller boot. Some have a steel.